Good morning, everybody. Lyle and Vance here on Saturday AM Live. We're having a great time just chit-chatting, and we want to jump on into things because there are several people who I know, one, are terrified and delighted at the same time to be sharing. I also want to let you know, first up, kind of on an announcement segue, Pam Barnes will be with us in 2 weeks. She's not a stranger to Neekin by any means. Ron and Pam are amazing individuals. She has recently retired, or is in the process of retiring, from the dental hygienist industry. She's been doing that for quite a while, a couple decades, three decades, four decades, I think. And as a result of the occupational hazards is one reason, but I'm going to let her share a story why. But amazing. Amazing journey with Neekin. She's going to be with us in 2 weeks. And then the following Saturday, which I believe is February 5th, Dr. Mark Anthony will be with us. And he's kind of a ace up my sleeve that I've kept tucked away for a long time. But I know you're going to enjoy listening to him talking about servant leadership. He is the administrator, long time Neekin customer, but the administrator of the largest private Christian school in the state of Georgia. And his PhD in, I think it's education or leadership, I can't remember, but amazing individual. So you'll want to keep your notes handy for that. And then next Saturday, I am still working on a new doctor who just went silver, Dr. Madison, who is in Alan Sondra Thornton's organization. I'm hoping that's going to come through next Saturday. And if not, as we approach the 3-year anniversary mark of this great thing that this great little gift that seems to be impacting the globe called COVID, we're going to have an honest conversation about that. And up front, not going to make any medical claims about what Neekin can or cannot do. However, we're just going to have an honest conversation, and we're not going to get political or anything like that. That's a waste of our time. However, we are going to talk about what Neekin can do. So I'm thinking that's the direction we're going. So, but this morning, we're going to jump into this thing that I call a recent phenomenal gift that Neekin has given us. And it's not just about the powerhouse bonus. I'm going to go back to my notes so I can refer to exactly how they said it. And I kind of gleaned from both Mike DiMuccio and Dave Rolfe when they, on both of their, was it Monday and Tuesday, I think, shows, if we could call it that, because that's really what they are, their weekly focus. Michael DiMuccio described it as you want to have a duplicatable system and then just keep duplicating it over and over again. He said, this is that system. And they're seeing it in his organization. Dave Rolfe added that it's not simply, but it is a new tool with which Neekin has given us to build our businesses faster than we've ever been able to in the past. And because of the focus, Dennis Williams, who I was hoping to get to share with us this morning, but he already had a prior commitment. You know, he and Jeannie Zeden remind me of this, said this, that, and it's a proven fact, that people are more eager and interested in earning money on the side or in a career or whatever method can be achieved than they are of spending money. And the same thing revolves when we go to a store. I've never met or heard anybody that looks at the price of an item and says, no, that's too cheap. I want to pay double. I mean, that's ludicrous, right? That's insanity. Nobody would do that when they see it on sale or when they know something's on sale. That's more of a motivation. Why is Black Friday such a, you know, crazy, not just in the United States, but globally? Why is it such a phenomenon? It's because people want to save money. We want to keep more of what we've earned. And that's what Neekin has given us. And again, not just in the powerhouse bonus, but in all these other things with the spear tip campaign and whatnot. So I went through this last week between yesterday and last Saturday I started, and I lost track of how many people I connected with via email, text, and or live, more live on the phone than anything else, and some via video chat, and asked three basic questions. And I was thrilled when I got a response late last night. And it's basically why, what, and how. This special training last Saturday, why'd you jump on? What did you learn? And how are you going to implement it? What's the plan, Sam? You know, where are we going with it? And the response was phenomenal, all over the page from people. So I don't want to have to call people that said, oh, Vance, I'd be delighted to jump on and share. And there's some that I wasn't able to make contact with, like Shirley Sanis, who I know was on. So if you were on last Saturday, and if you missed it, I put the link in my email yesterday morning. You should have received it directly from Nika, and it's a one-click Zoom link. All you got to do is from your phone or your computer, just click on it. I highly recommend doing it a minute or two earlier than 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's noon out on the East Coast, because if you wait till 5-10 minutes past, like some of us, you may not get in and you'll miss quite a bit of it. But I'm going to pull up the charts that Dennis Williams was so gracious to send down and kind of follow along. But we want to hear, again, why, what, and how. Why'd you jump on? What'd you glean from it? And how are you going to implement that? And be totally honest. Oh, by the way, star six, if you've forgotten. So Shirley, Carol, Karen, Jeannie, Mary, Gwen, Larry. There's so many of you that I connected with. In the radio industry, they call this dead air. I don't think I hit the wrong buttons and killed everybody. No, because Lyle and I were just talking. Nancy?
Just to verify, I'm still here.
Yeah. Thanks, Lyle. I know I'm not the only one on the line because you're here. There's others.
I'm here, Vance.
Well, good morning. You know, morning. It's always exciting when somebody breaks that silence and goes, "I'm willing." So, Ron, I totally forgot about you and Renee, but I think it was 2 weeks ago I spoke with Renee.
Yeah.
Why, what, and how?
Why is because I need some money. I'm not sure about the what. And I'm not sure about the how, to be honest with you. You know, I know. I mean, we don't have a downline anymore. We have a few customers, but... So we basically need to use this to put something together.
Okay. And what do you, based on, again, sorry, excuse me, Ron, you're part of the Williams organization, so you've seen the same charts or brochure that I'm looking at right now. What do you see this going, or what's kind of the idea, or what jumped into you and Renee's brain and said, hey, this is what we needed, or, you know, what's going through your mind?
Well, a system. know, I mean, throughout the years, there's always been, in recent years, I don't know, but I know a long time ago, everybody was coming out with a system as far as how to, I don't know if I want to say motivate people, but an easy way to be able to approach people and have them listen to you. So, and that's what I'm looking at this as being able to do. And, you know, as far as NECAN, I can see NECAN wanting to do this on a company-wide basis, you know, not just trying to put everybody on the same page like back in the 90s when everybody was using that big flip chart and so forth.
Well, what's wrong with the flip chart? You know, that's 30 inches by, you know, 36 inches high. You know, that takes up, you know, half your living room.
Well, it worked back then.
It did. It did.
So it's just different times.
Mm-hmm.
And so what, you know, I think what's going on now, to me, it's a little, you know, I think I have a reasonably good handle on the whole thing, but not 100%. And I can, some things I can see how people can get a little confused with, but, and that's why I know they're having these trainings last weekend and this weekend, and when Dave Rolf is doing the trainings until he thinks that everybody's got it together.
Well,
you're
doing fantastic. Thank you. I was laughing last night, Carol John, and I'm not throwing her under the bus, but she, the why question, she wrote back, you know, kind of in a smart alecky way, why not? Why would I not get on and learn? You know, if you're part of a company, if you work for a company as an employee, you kind of attend the training so you know what's going on. And then the two, you know, what she learned, she said, I learned that I'm more confused now than before. Which, again, I'm not making fun of Carol. I just, she's honest, you know. And then
yeah.
She went on to say, I'm not applying it yet, but she said, I've got two people interested in purchasing a waterfall. And I thought, well, there we go. Now, the real key would be to find a third, because then you've achieved the powerhouse. And it's like, boom, okay. And again, it's a title. It's a name like anything. But when you look at all the extra, the rebates and, you know, an extra 580, let's just round that up to $600, is kind of nice. That meets the goal that I had 30 years ago. Ron, when you and Renee, you kind of look at, as you said, you don't have a you know, a strong organization. You've got some customers. What's kind of the start? What do you think? I mean, will you sit down with them with these flyers that Ruben put together that are coming? Because it's really only two. And actually, I don't know if I'm thinking about it from a different perspective. Would you sit down with a person and say, hey, look, this is why we're doing this. And this is why the waterfall is such a key place to start. Would you show them these charts?
Yeah, I would. Yeah.
Why?
Definitely. Why would I show them those charts? Yeah, because it's just a way of explaining things to people. And
I think. Keep going.
Well, it's a way of explaining things to people, and it's something that doesn't have to be created again.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's honesty up front when introducing people, and it could be with any NECAN product. but was showing somebody, and again, going back to that quote by Dennis Williams, people are more interested in making money than they are in spending money. A week ago, to earn a little extra cash on the side before she started her, what I call her first big girl adult job right out of grad school, our middle daughter decided to become an Uber Eats driver. And if you're not familiar with it, an Uber Eats driver is they deliver food. That's what they do, like working for Domino's or Pizza Hut, you know, deliver. I know nothing, absolutely nothing about it. And I think I've used Uber Eats once when Stacy and I were staying at a hotel. That's it. That's all I know. And she sent a picture of her first commission that evening, and it was $3.18. $3.18. And so I wrote her back and said, well, this is fantastic. You can almost buy a gallon of gas. And I wasn't mocking her. I just thought, okay. But at the end of the evening, like at 11:30, we'd already gone to bed, but I saw it, Sunday morning. It was $100 and some. And I thought, okay, there we go. But what did she have to do? It's like learn this whole new system. And somebody who utilizes Uber Eats to get food, they don't care about the person who's getting compensated to do it. But what makes this powerhouse uniquely different, I think people do. I know I was interested. I was open when being introduced to Neekin and the products. And Ron, I know you and Renee well enough. I know that when we have the opportunity to sit down with people and say, hey, look, this is why we do this as a business. And Dave Stoltz has taught me more than 20 years ago, when we introduce people to what Neekin really is all about, the five pillars, at that point, they can say yes or no to the business opportunity, for an extra $20. It's not to get the products at a discount. That's kind of an extra extra caveat, but it's a business opportunity. But he said, when we introduce people right up front to the business, they can say no. But if we start with the products, it's really difficult to backpedal and say, oh, by the way, there's a business attached to this. Yeah, that's why, yeah. Ron, I asked the question. Yeah, you would agree?
Well, definitely. We were approached with the business, and the business, but then the product was used to show that, look at this is something that really works, but it was really the business that we were approached with, because we were handed one of those famous Dennis Williams videotapes. So that's what caught our interest, the business, and back then the five pillars of health. So.
And culturally, what's interesting, I'm just going to throw this out. This is something that Julie Taro reminds me of on several occasions. 42% of Americans, as a result of COVID, 42% of Americans have publicly stated, it's called the great walkout, I think, or no, workout or something. I don't remember what the term is for it, but it's 42% of Americans, when surveyed, said, no, I don't want to return to the bricks and mortar structure of where I used to work. I want to be at home. So this term working remotely has entered our culture, and that's almost half of the workforce said, no, I want to work at home. Go back to 1905, 95% of Americans worked from home or worked in the family business. They did not work. Industrialized Revolution changed all that. And by 2005, 100 years later, that percentage was exactly the opposite. But again, COVID is not great, having experienced it. I know Ron and Renee, you went through your home as well. However, I'm not being the eternal optimist here. Look at what it's done to change the demographic from an economic perspective for the globe of people saying, yeah, I want to work at home. And why not? If most of what we do in sales or a lot of different professions is done on a laptop or on a phone, then why need to go to a place? Portland, Oregon, I talked to an attorney that I met last Sunday. He said the high rises, the buildings, the skyscrapers, they're emptying by the droves because of this. People are like, why I don't need to commute to a downtown city. So here's another advantage to being able to share with people, say, hey, this is how simple our structure works. And if, you know, Ron, what about it from this perspective? We always bring up taxes, and because I truly don't know if even I understand being exposed to this. What am I going on? 44 years of my life. My parents entered the network marketing industry when I was 10, and all the tax advantages, watching them write their mileage down, watching them note on receipts. I mean, so many things that they did, it was just, but they always own their own businesses. Everything.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you write your home office on and so forth.
Yeah, and you can do it one of two ways. You can either declare square footage, or you can do a percentage. And either way, it doesn't really matter. But things that we normally would never do. There's very little bit of my mileage that doesn't get deducted because I'm always talking about NECAN. Always. And when I'm driving from point A to point B, if when NECAN comes up, or when it's a NECAN related, when I'm going to the post office to mail something or receive something that's business related, and I have two different businesses, two different family businesses, so there's always that. And that's I think the rate changed as a result of COVID. It was 55 cents a mile. Now it's more. That's really fun to be able to do that. And there's, again, and then Ron, do you and Renee write off? And I don't want to spend a lot of time talking about, this is a Ron Barnes topic, but when it comes to your, like, example, the new NECAN Cozy was just introduced to us. And before that, the Precision, the new grounding.
Whenever we buy a new product, we definitely write it off. Or you know, like I haven't tried every single one of the nutritionals yet, but if we do add a new one, I always write it off.
Mm-hmm. And you really can't do that so much when you go to the grocery store and say, "Ooh, that looks like a new flavor of ice cream. I haven't tried that one. I'm going to write that off. That's the business." Nope, yeah. Not so much. So, well, Ron, you've been fantastic. I mean, spur of the moment, I completely did not even make contact with you guys this week and ask you the why, what, and the how. But thank you for sharing. Any one of those other folks that I connected with that said they could possibly share? Do you want to join Ron and Vance and chime in here? And again, if you're talking, it's star six. You got to hit star six to demute yourself. I always forget to remind us of that.
Hey, Vance, this is Jeannie.
Good morning, Jeannie.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Loud and clear.
I've been driving with construction going on. They're closing freeways on my way to work. I'm like, oh, my gosh. So anyway,
how dare they do that to Jeannie Zeden? I mean, of all the
I know, my I, God, I don't you. They know I drive to work at this hour on the weekends? Anyway, I like to be on the new calls because, or any trainings if I can, because I want to know. I think the more we hear it, you know, it's the repetition thing. The more you hear it and see it, the more comfortable you become at it. Of learning it. It's just a a learning tool also. And so in putting together a plan to show somebody or whatever, I think that's, it's really important to know. And when Ron was talking about the flip charts, I loved those flip charts. And you know, we had people in our home and we flip, because it's a talking point. It's just like having a PowerPoint on your computer. And so I thought, oh, we need a PowerPoint so we can put it on, so we, which we do have. We have the PDFs and all of that kind of thing. Anyway, so what I learned is, and I was working, so I was sporadically in and out of it, but I've listened to Dave Rolfe's call and I listened to Mike's call just for that very reason, because of the repetition, and I'll pick up things here and there. And it is a system and it is something that we can follow. And I would like to be able to do it. And, you know, they used to do it on the napkin. Here's what you do. Boom, boom, boom. It's the same thing, but a little bit different. It's more modern and it's, you know, we can actually show people how they can earn something. And so I really like that. And I drew on my whiteboard at home. I put a little circle and that's me. And then three powerhouses. So that's what I'm wanting. And now it's just implementing that, putting it, you know, you still have to talk to people and ask people questions and find out where they are and all of that. So I am upping my conversations with people, finding out where they are. And then I will have the opportunity to say, you got 30 minutes. Can I show you this? Can I show you something? So, what was the other question?
The why you answered, why you get on the training calls. And again, that's kind of a no-brainer for most of us. And then the what you learn is exactly going back to those flip charts. And that's something that just popped into my head is I remember when Stacy and I, years ago, I think Kenna was, oh goodness, a year and a half, 2 years old, we sat through a what they call the Disney Vacation Club presentation. The gal's name was Patty Smith. Why do I remember her name? Because I just do. And about every year or so, she sends us something and offers us, with her business card, she still works for Disney here 22 years later, and offers us the opportunity to buy more points with Disney's Vacation Club. But it's the presentation and the pictures. If a picture is worth 1,000 words, and again, I'm Jeannie, as you're sharing, as Ron has been talking, I've been going back over these and going, you know, that repetition is key. Back over it again and again and again. And I don't think it's our responsibility to make sure somebody right out of the gate, a brand new person in Econ, understands this fully. But I think we owe it to people to be able to say, hey, look, at I'm looking for three folks who want to join me. And again, whether they do it as a customer or consultant, I think is, you know, regardless of that, the key is getting them on. And what if you don't do it? Let me play devil's advocate. Let me use Carol John as an example. What if you only get two? Is that the end of the world? Time to call it quits?
No, it's a good thing. If you get one, it's a good thing. If you get six of them, it's a good thing. So yeah, I love the waterfall thing. And I think it's a brilliant way to bring people into NECAN. And then, of course, we have the filters. I don't know if they talked about this on the training, but somebody was saying that when you sell a waterfall to someone, set them up on an auto ship for the filter right then. I think it was Mary Bowser who said that. It's to get into that practice. And let's get your stones once a year. Let's put that on the calendar, you know, so to speak. And I think that's a brilliant way to do it. It just kind of flows into it. So you've got the waterfall. You're going to make $60 when you do the waterfall. It just needs to go through that link. So.
Well, and it's always fun when you receive the emails, and I'm looking at one that we received 5 days ago, and it says, "Hello, Wellness Beyond Belief. Your registered customer," there's their name, "has placed an order for a total of $100.50. And I thought,
yeah,
well, that's
wow.
nice. Hey, wahoo. Yeah. And what was it for? Yeah. It was for, they do not have the, they're not using the wellness subscription, so they're paying a bit more, which means our commissions are a bit more, but a waterfall
yeah.
filter and a set of stones. But they
Beautiful.
Know, they know, because I've drilled it in their head that you don't go 9, 15, 30 months between
yeah.
changing filter. They know. And this
yes.
particular customer is outside of San Antonio, where, sorry, Lyle and every other Texan, the water in Texas sucks. Okay?
It does.
Amen.
You know, Jeannie, and what's fascinating to me is this week I caught a news story about the water in Flint, Michigan, Jackson, Mississippi, and a pretty good-sized community outside of Atlanta, Georgia. And they focused in on the water conditions in the one in Atlanta, Georgia, and they said, we are aware. This was the water person, okay, for that water, that area, the municipality. We know the water coming out of your tap is brown, and we know it'll stain your clothes when you launder them, but according to the EPA standards, it's safe to drink.
Oh my God.
It's brown.
Yeah. Oh no.
And they interviewed person after person after person, and they showed them with the big 5 gallon jugs and then the 1 gallon cheap ones, you know, where you're basically drinking pure plastic out of a milk jug.
Yeah.
And I sat there and I went, who is nearest to them that's a Nikon consultant? You are sitting on a gold mine of opportunity.
Absolutely.
An absolute
yeah.
gold mine. Get people yeah. to rise up, take ownership, show them the
yes.
Nikon waterfall, do some demonstrations and say, look, please don't wait. You know, former President Ronald Reagan said it best. The most disastrous words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Yeah.
I'm not waiting for the government to smarten up and tell me that I need to
yeah.
eat a certain way. That
yeah.
I'm not... So, and I'm not waiting for them to tell me how to, you know, generate better, more income and provide for me. I'm not doing that. So it's the same thing when it comes to water. I was really hoping, thank you again, Ron and Jeannie. I was hoping Carol Cosby, she said she'd be able to be on. And if she's not, let me just finish with some of the,
yeah.
Carol, you are with us. Oh, fantastic. Okay, why, what, and how? Can you answer those questions like you did so beautifully with Addie and I, whatever night that was, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever evening it was this week?
Well, I wanted to get on earlier. I wanted to be first because I didn't want to sound like I was repeating everything that everyone else said, but that just goes to show you that repetition, you learn more and it gets into your being. So as everyone said, they got on, or I got on, because I was looking for clarity. And I didn't get as cleared or got as much clarity that I wanted, but as I listened to the training and we'll listen to the trainer today, I'm quite sure it'll become a little bit more clearer to me. So that was the why. And what's the next one? When?
What? Did you get any clarity? What was the clarity? Give us an example of the biggest aha that you went, oh my goodness, I didn't realize that.
Well, I think that the plan, a compensation plan now is geared for those that are just getting into it as opposed to how it was previously. So from the start, if you do what you're supposed to do, you're going to get paid for it weekly, monthly, you know. So that was a good aha, because I've had people come to me and say, ah, you're not going to make no money. You're not going to make no money with the old plan. But I can, on paper here, it looks really good, you know. So I'm going to implement that. And the way I'm going to implement it is by giving more demonstrations, water demonstrations. And, you know, hopefully what I did previously last month, because we knew this was coming down the pipeline, was I contacted some of the people that I know that had waterfalls so that I could get recommendations from them or referrals rather from them, and also just connect with them again. Just to say, hi, how you doing? And now I'm going to call them back and perhaps pursue some different avenues as opposed to just being pleasant and the holiday spirit and whatnot with them. So that's my why, when, something else. The three questions.
No, Carol, thank you. And I also want to thank you, off the record, totally off topic. You said something to me, and my nephew made fun of me about this yesterday. He said, Uncle Vance, actually, he doesn't refer to me as Uncle Vance. Sometimes he does, but usually it's Uncle V. But he said, Uncle V, I got a wager going with Dad, my older brother, and he said, every time you keep mentioning your weight, he said, I don't understand. And Carol, you... Because of the waterfall, I have been at my high school weight for, I want to say, the last 6-7 years. I was way off of it by nearly 50 pounds. Literally, it was 47 pounds is what I used to weigh about a decade, 15 years ago. And once I reached there, but Carol, you paid me a compliment this last week when we were chatting via video, and you said your face is filling out. I don't think you use the word healthier, but you know, because most people say, Vance, you look too skinny, and I have to bite my tongue, Carol.
I said you look good. I said you look good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because during the summer months, when I'm really, really active and we're out doing water sports, and it's like I get tan super easy. And this is not about Vance, and I don't want to fixate on this. But because of the water, when you're consuming even the hydrogen, by the way, I forgot to mention that Dave Balzer, he actually called me a week and a half ago. I think I mentioned this last week, to ask me about my experience with the hydrogen. When you chart your course for the day, if you don't have it, it's a great little caveat to the waterfall or the water bottle. But consuming, I think it's 2 to 4 is what,
yes.
If I remember correctly, 2 to 4. I'm pretty methodical in my water consumption. I get a minimum of 2 canisters from the hydrogen. I brew it, if I can use that term. I let it go at 6 minutes, dump it into a water bottle, seal it, and then fill up another one and dump that in the same. So as soon as you're consuming, because that hydrogen needs to stay somewhat sealed. It's like a can of pop or a beer or certain adult beverages. Once they, you know, aerate, you let them set for, you know, a couple hours, then there's no more. I mean, you don't want to be like my father, Denny Rogers, and drink flat pop. He likes it flat, and it's disgusting. It's like, why do you drink that, Dad? But that's my father. He's kind of an odd one. But my point is this. I'm convinced when we utilize the PIMAG waterfall, the bottle, the hydrogen, and again, I've gotten beat up enough when I was calling it nitro water, so I don't call it that anymore. But when we do that, I'm convinced, according to, especially having this validated by Dave Balzer, it sets our body up to succeed, and you will find it very difficult to put on extra weight or carry extra weight because you're hydrating down to the cellular structure of your body, and our bodies just work. And it really is fun, and it's been fantastic to feel the difference physically. And Carol, I know you'd echo the same thing because you're quite the Nikan water advocate, and I know Richmond, Virginia doesn't have the best water on the planet. You're laughing. Why are you laughing?
I don't think anybody has the best water. So many contaminants that are in the waters these days. It's advantageous for everyone to get a water system, our water system, the primary.
Carol, let me finish with this one question, because this goes through my mind sometimes, and because we never want to be arrogant and say that our system is the best. But I, on one of the calls that I was on this week, it was on WhatsApp. I was reading some of the questions that people were asking. Does the waterfall take out this? Does it take out that? What about this? And I think it was Sherry Danzig that said, you know, if you have a Kangen system, which again, those start at $1,200 all the way up to $5,000 when I looked at the price list a few years ago. So I know they're even more now. But if you have a Kangen water system, which again, you have to plumb in and you got to wire it in, and it's like, that's such a pain. And it's so expensive too, that it takes out this, but you're using electricity to alter the water. So you're basically, you're fusing electricity into your water, which I don't know if any of you lived in the country or you ever had the opportunity, but to be standing in a puddle of water and grab an electric fence, it's not a good feeling. It's just, or you bump an electric fence when your water's nearby. And so anyhow, again,
hey,
I'm digressing. Yes, go ahead.
Hi, this is Elaine. This is what I tell people. I try not to say the word best, because that is a divisive kind of a word. But I say, you know, I've studied water actively for 20 years, and this may not be the best, but I've looked at pretty much everything out there, and I simply can't find anything better. And then
to
go along with that word, I say, this water is as close to nature's water as anything I have found. And that seems to make people happy.
It may not be the best, but I haven't found anything better.
Yeah.
That's really
kind of
good.
My
thank
you.
Yeah.
Sure.
Thank you. And I, you know, the other thought that crossed my head this week is, or actually, I don't know if it was this week or when I woke up this morning, is this simple perspective. Since 1975, so now that we're in 2023, we're 2 years away, if I'm doing the math correctly in my head, some of you who are smarter in that subject can help me out here, but we're just shy of 50 years. So for nearly 50 years, another perspective, nearly 50 years, this research and development company out of Japan has been studying and researching and developing products that we get to use in our home, technologies, solutions that we get to use in our home, and the waterfall is one of them. And I like, Carol, I really like your perspective of doing more energy tests. You and I discussed that. That means getting in front of people. It means being bold enough to set up a time. And it falls on all of us. I get to follow up today with a gentleman that I should have connected with him a week ago already, but I haven't been able to. He bought a waterfall because of a recommendation from another friend. Never had tasted it, experienced it, had no idea. Didn't even know what Niken was. And I thought, well, this is going to be fun. And he solely bought it because he'd heard that the price was going to go up. And so he did it literally on the last day of 2022. So, but that's where we get. So again, I want to, that Elaine, that comment. And so thank you, Elaine Brewster, Carol Cosby, Jeannie Zeden, and Ron in Michigan. Thank you all for sharing. I'm begging everybody with the sound of my voice, please jump on the training. Don't wait. It's a 2.5 month window as of tomorrow that we get to take advantage of this, and then it will only be eligible for new consultants. So we get to tap into it now. The FOMO, fear of missing out, FOMO. That should be a really good motivation. Don't wait until a month or several weeks from now. Hit the ground running. Learn about it. And if you're like me and you don't understand it all, it's okay. The most important thing that we do need to do is get it in motion. Make those texts, make those phone calls, send a few emails, say, hey, I really want to talk to you about the Niken, the business I'm involved in, the business that I've been working, the business that we've enjoyed the products in. So many of you would not be alive today. We would not be in the physical condition we are in today if it weren't for these products. So pass on that sense of urgency to other people. And have some fun with it. So, okay, folks, I need to take a break here so I can catch a shower and get other stuff, because as soon as the Niken training is done, I'm out the door. And excuse me, sorry about that. One other reminder, and I would have registered for this, but we have a family function that's the same exact time, and I'm bummed. Humans Being More is happening today. And Jeff Isom sent out not an email, but he put it on WhatsApp. There's still time. If you haven't done it in a while, you owe it to yourself to get a checkup from the neck up, as we say. Humans Being More changed my life the first time I went through it, January 1st, 1994. I'd never experienced anything like that. And every single time I've been part of it, it's not something you attend, it's something you experience. So if you haven't done it in a while, I encourage you, change your plans, alter your plans today, and take it in. And again, you just register online and call somebody or something. You'll get what you need. But it is happening today, and we've been announcing that for weeks. So have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. I look forward to hearing more amazing stories. As we utilize the powerhouse and the other incentives, we didn't even get into them at all. Well, it's supposed to tell me that it stopped recording.